passing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, 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 well. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. Rubbing the well with you for 1 hour. This is the flip side. And yes, this, don't ask me why. We're a show that bounces around the network. I think we found a home in this time slot for a while now. Well, let's hope so. Well, big day on Wall Street today. Would the Fed raise, keep the same, or lower interest rates? Yours truly sided with the minority, said they may raise. Well, we were wrong. Fed didn't do anything. No rate increase. Allegedly, this would be good news for gold. Well, gold down substantially in the aftermarket. Why? I have no idea, my friends. But by not raising rates, obviously it's giving the gold bears something to shout about this evening. We'll get to that in a minute. Quick check of how Wall Street ended up, even though they were giddy about the pause. And although the Dow was up 35 points, ended up closing down 45 points at 11,173. NASDAQ closed down 11 at 2,060. Oil prices slide on the news of the shutdown of the pipeline in Alaska by British Petroleum. The host smells a rat in that one. Gold in New York, as mentioned, closed down $1.20 at $646.90. Silver closed down 2 cents at $12.28. Platinum closed down $9 at $1,246. Palladium of $4 at $3.24. Although they said oil prices slid, they actually did close up 2 cents on the session at $76.33. What is more amazing is the dollar strengthened remarkably at the close, up 52 basis points. Subsequently, is the reason why we're seeing weakness in the Asian market. Currently in Asia, off $6.30 at $6.41.10, silver off 13 cents at $12.15, and platinum off $2 at $1,244. On last night's show, pretty much a theme for the whole week, was the only reason you want to buy gold is because you're betting on the dollar going lower. Now, having accepted that premise as to why you want to buy gold, in the next hour, with Jeffrey Bennett and myself, we're going to explain the gold market to you so you better understand what it's all about right after these messages.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Tuesday, August the 8th, on the day the Fed did not raise rates. First time in 18 sessions they didn't do that. Welcome back to the flip side. Robbie Noel, together with Jeffrey Bennett. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. Our web address, where you can find lots of information that we're more than likely going to cover this evening. On the frequently asked questions link, or just go to the website, republictradinggroup.com. Or if that's too long to type out, you can always go to rbnlive.com. Jeffrey?
Yes, sir?
How you doing, my friend?
I think I'm here. This is going to be an interesting night, given the fact we're trying to do this program differently than usual. And I don't know how you are hearing me. I feel like
I'm hearing you.
In an echo tank all around this country.
Yeah. I hear you fine, except every now and again you do fade in and out, but that's part of the course.
That's it.
So, last night I started the show off by just simply saying that the purchase of gold is a bet against the dollar, pure and simple. If you do not believe that the dollar is going to decline precipitously over the next few years, then obviously you have no reason to want to buy gold. And I illustrated the point that, you know, Warren Buffett, the guru of investing, the billionaire, lost out $1 billion because he bet against the dollar. But the question is, how is this possible? That you could have actually lost money betting against the dollar, unless obviously you chose the wrong instrument to bet against the dollar with. Warren Buffett's problem, and the reason why he lost $1 billion, is because he bet on currencies. Had he bet on the only true indicator of the loss of purchasing power in the dollar, and that is gold, he would have not had $1 billion loss, he would have had a $2 billion profit. Now, what we're going to attempt to do here this evening is, once you've established that fact, that A dollar is your insurance against gold is your insurance against a falling dollar. The only other question is, well, what form of gold should I own? And there's a whole hodgepodge of instruments you can use to buy gold. You can buy phony gold, which they stockbrokers sell, pieces of paper. You can buy ETFs, which we didn't have a year ago, but now we have. You can buy mining shares. You can buy futures contracts. You can buy options contracts. Or you can buy the real thing. And the real thing comes in many different forms as well. So we know it's confusing out there. And what we hope to do in this hour and subsequent shows is educate you about the forms that we recommend, just simply based on our experience, which is not saying much. Right, Mr. Bennett?
Well, I think that actually says a lot. I think I calculated once that between you and I, we've got probably, I don't know, 50, 60 years hands-on experience combined between the two of us. And it's interesting you bring up this confusion factor, because as a number of our listeners know, I do a lot of work with the individual retirement accounts, and it's amazing the number of people that call up that have 401ks and they want to convert them into self-directed IRAs so that they can have access to gold. Well, the problem is, if you're still working for a city or municipality or a company that provides a 401, you're unfortunately stuck with the phony gold, the paper gold, and that's what it is. It's no different than I've tried to explain to people. They call up and they don't understand why they can't buy gold from us or anyone else at spot. There's a very simple reason for it. Spot gold and spot silver, those figures that we read off at the beginning of each program and that we attempt to update people with throughout the day, that's exactly what it is. That's a figure, that's a theoretical figure of what gold and silver is worth in the ground. It is a figure that's used to borrow against future production. In other words, it's what Wall Street uses to sell paper gold, not the real thing, not a coin or a bar or an ingot that's been mined and refined and fabricated, etc. That's where we come in, is providing the real thing, not the paper promises.
Sure. Well, you've got unleaded futures on the NYMEX. Unleaded futures contract sells for $2.20 a gallon. Does this mean you can go down to your gas station and demand to get $2.20 a gallon because you say, I saw the price on the NYMEX? Obviously, the guy is going to laugh at you. It's the same.
Or he's going to ask, what's the NYMEX?
What's the NYMEX? So they trade gasoline futures every day, and that's what a gasoline future is. It's just a benchmark price that enables the industry to set their prices.
And it's that simple. And I think that we've kind of talked about this on and off. And as many years as you've done radio, and as many years as I've done it, we do tend to take things for granted. We assume that we've got the same audience, and they've heard this over and over and over, so we don't necessarily want to go back and go over old ground again. But ladies and gentlemen, whether you are a new listener tonight or this week, or you've only been listening for a few weeks, and I know we have some folks like that, or if you've been listening for a long time, sometimes you've got to go back to the basics to understand why we do what we do at Republic Trading Group and many, many other companies around the country. But also, I guess, as a reminder as to why people have dove into the gold and silver market over the years. It wasn't necessarily for the quick profit. It was certainly because they were looking at the long term. And so we are going to spend time this week trying to slow things up and clarify and take our listeners down the right path, so they will fully understand all these things. And we're going to open up lines as time allows so we can answer direct questions.
One of the major confusions out there for a lot of people is, and this is assuming someone's already accepted the fact that, yes, I believe the dollar is going lower, I want to make sure I protect myself. Now the next question is, and we're going to deal with the physical market here as opposed to the paper market. Futures and options, 95% of people who play those for the first time, or I should say invest in those for the first time, will ultimately lose. Your other paper instruments out there are out there for institutional investors to use. We're dealing with the physical market, which is the smallest market of the whole market out there. And there are numerous products that are available. There's American gold, there's European gold, there's numismatic gold, there's bullion gold, there's bars, there's junk silver. So what we hope to do is just give you a better understanding of all the products out there, because not everybody has the same needs as somebody else. Someone may be looking just for, they just want to buy gold for the cheapest possible way they can get it, and the best value for money when you're looking at the premium that you pay over that spot price is a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle, for instance. But then again, when you look at our philosophy of what's going to happen in 2 years' time, or 3 years' time, or 4 years' time, or whenever it happens, that gold does go to $2,000. Maybe you don't want to cash in one single coin for $2,000 at that point in time. Maybe you want to have the option of having small divisible coins so that you have things to barter and trade with and things that are more liquid. And when I say that, please take it for what it's meant. In other words, you've just got small denominational coins, which makes for easy exchange and barter at that point in time, because coins come in different sizes. You get 1 ounce coins, half ounce coins, 1/10 ounce coins, 1/4 ounce coins, and then obviously we'll also touch on, you know, whether you should consider confiscation. Is confiscation an issue, something you should be concerned about? Now, on that issue, Jeffrey and I have differing opinions. We've both been in the business for the same amount of time, but we have differing opinions on whether it's something that we should be overtly concerned about or not. So we hope to clarify a lot of these things, just make it simple and easy for you to understand. But I think, Jeffrey, before we go on, let's talk a little bit about people doing business with Republic Trading Group.
I think it's an important issue because it there's a lot of questions that raise. You sent me an email this afternoon. One of our clients is looking for his order, and we tend to get a few of these calls a week. And understand that. Let me share this. A lot of the people that are in this business literally shut down for the month of August, which tends to slow all deliveries up. But that's not really the issue here, because all these orders were in July. Let's back up a little bit and talk about, I guess, what are we looking for? The reasons to do business or the way to do business? Obviously, if you choose Republic Trading Group to conduct your business with, to purchase your gold, your silver, your platinum, to help establish your IRA with, if that's the direction you want to go or you want to discuss, we certainly realize that there's many, many companies out there that they could call, that they could choose to do business with. Most of those who have elected to do business with us for the past 18 months is several fold. Number one, they certainly want to buy and own the product. They want the security that comes with it. Secondarily, an awful lot of people seem to find a certain degree of security in the fact that Republic Broadcasting Network is out here every day and every night doing the job that we can. And of course, the job that Republic Trading Group does is to facilitate Republic Broadcasting's ability to stay on the air, to reach out to America and across the world, and keep people up to date on the reality of what's going on. So how does someone choose to do business? Well, the first thing, of course, is you pick up the phone and you call us on a toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. And by the way, I suggest you don't do that right now, because neither one of us can answer the phone, at least at the moment this program is on live. As Robbie mentioned earlier, each person has different reasons and different needs for owning gold and silver, and our job is to work with you to help you determine what those needs are that need to be fulfilled. We're going to be talking about something a little later in the program that has a little of each, a little silver and a little gold in it, for those that are looking for some mixed packages or mixed bags, so to speak. We'll work with you, whether it's discussing silver rounds or silver eagles or occasionally some Mexican Libertad, beautiful 1 ounce silver pieces, junk silver, old dimes, quarters, and half dollars that were minted before 1965 and were, in fact, actually placed in circulation. And 90% silver content. It is, in my mind, probably one of the most affordable ways to buy silver there is, but there are some limitations. You must be willing to commit to a minimum of a one-quarter bag. You know, in days gone by, we could do, you know, a tenth of a bag, a twentieth of a bag. Those things have become difficult as business and the markets have heated up in the last couple of years. We want to talk about the type of products and what your specific needs are. And you want variety. You want to take a look at some gold eagles. Maybe take a look at some modern American gold pieces, those that have been, quote, designated as collectibles. That term is used, it's used and misused in our industry, Robbie. I think we both know that there are coins that are represented as collectibles that really aren't. They just meet a historical basis, this so-called pre-1933 barrier that most people try to buy coins minted before 33 as far as gold is concerned. But there are a few exceptions to that. Strangely enough, the American Gold Eagle allegedly has been exempted from potential confiscatory policy. It's certainly, at least at this point in time, basically been exempted from the same kind of reporting requirements that a Krugerrand or a Maple Leaf would be subject to. But we'll kind of get into reporting a little bit later because I think these are some of the things that people want to know about as well. Certainly modern-day $5 and $10 commemorative gold pieces, maybe they were struck to help raise funds for the Olympics or Bill of Rights or the U.S. Constitution or the restoration of the White House or the Smithsonian Institute or something of that nature, many, many wide variety. Those actually, from the day they were minted, were considered collectible and are therefore typically exempt from any kind of government reporting and controls. Obviously, we've done much with the international, the European gold, the British, the French, the Swiss. Occasionally, we're lucky enough to get a small handful of the marvelous pieces from South America. But all of these things will differ, and each person's scenario is different. Some people just say, I want nothing but sovereigns. Other people want this wide range of a mix. We will work hard to help you stretch your money and give you the most amount of product you can get for those dollars. And that's really, I think, the key. When I throw the word dollars in there, Robbie, it reminds me that people somehow have been led to believe that they are buying something from us. They're buying gold and silver coins. I don't care to look at it that way. I like to, for our listeners, to consider the fact that you're not buying. You are exchanging a questionably valued currency that is nearing the end of its life. You are trading it for something that has been around for 5,000 and 6,000 years in one form or another that will allow you to move forward no matter what kind of economic chaos we may force. So look at it as an exchange. That's really the way it should be considered.
Well, there's no question about it. It is the only. There's none other. It is the only asset vehicle out there that if you want to bet against the dollar, it is the only thing you should own. Forget foreign currencies. Look, Warren Buffett had a $955 million educational cost. That's what it cost him in education, to find out that if you want to bet against the dollar, you don't bet on foreign currencies. If he was smart, he would have bought gold. He's got 130 million ounces of silver, but it's neither here nor there. He bought that silver, by the way. He bought that silver for no other reason than he was looking at the supply imbalances. And he saw what was coming in versus what was going out. He saw that obviously at some point in time there's going to be a real short squeeze on physical silver. So he went down and he bought 130 million ounces of silver. Shame. He got it at $4 an ounce. I'm sure he's really unhappy with that at this point in time, even though, obviously, he did that in the late 90s. Sorry, carry on.
No. The thing that I found interesting, you know, we talk about Buffett, and Buffett has certainly lost nowhere near as much money as he's probably made over the years. But obviously, over the course of the last 2 months, as we've watched Early, I think it was May, we saw gold hit $730 an ounce, and then several weeks later, the rug got pulled out from underneath it. It went down to 558. It's now back up in the low to upper 640s, and yet this is still the summer. And yet, here is what I find interesting: several times in the last couple of days, we have both found columns. The world's oldest gold dealer happens to be the Bank of Nova Scotia. Now, they also happen to be a bank. And yet, while right now many financial institutions have begun to turn their back on gold again because we've watched this two-month lag, the Bank of Nova Scotia has gone against the flow, and they have begun major commitments to precious metals once more. Here's a firm that's got certainly a very long track record, but they're not the only one, but it's the one that comes to mind, certainly from today's announcements. But continue on. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, not at all. The oldest gold dealers, we know who the oldest gold dealers are out there. Our friends, the Rothschilds.
Well, that's
how they started.
No, but that's true, but we don't want to get labeled as being little Mel Gibsonites, so we talk about the Bank of Nova Scotia.
But it's true. I mean, if people want to know, I mean, if there was ever an example of what gold is going to do for you, it should be obviously the immense wealth that has been accumulated by the Rothschilds, because their whole wealth was created with gold. They started off as gold dealers, numismatic dealers, way back in the 1700s. And that's what
a lot of people don't understand. They were basically coin dealers.
Sure,
not
absolutely.
Just gold and silver bullion. They were going dealing with King Louis, whichever one of France he was. And the Rothschilds would ingratiate themselves to the rulers of Europe by becoming these coin dealers for these guys. And once they were on the inside and became good friends. And there was maybe a need or a created war or a real war or a perceived war. Well, the Rothschilds were right there to sit at the dinner table with King Louis the whatever and say, hey, look, Louis, booby, you need a few shekels to get this war going and to protect your interests. That's literally how it happened. They literally backdoored their way into the kingdoms of Europe to be able to finance these wars. And, of course, ultimately, get their interest back out of the deal as well. A lot of people do not understand that.
Yeah, well, we hope to obviously answer a lot of these questions that are out there. Now, when it comes to where we are right now, and where we are going in the short term, there's no question that today's decision by the Fed. To hold rates as it is now, no, tomorrow, obviously, somebody's going to reread the report and they're going to find language in the report or they're going to find a sentence in there that everybody missed that's going to say something completely different to what everybody perceives. But obviously, what this also means is now, without a rate increase, as many currency traders have stipulated today, although it will give initial impetus to the stock market, ultimately, without any further rate increases until maybe November, it means that the dollar's track is decidedly down, not up. Which
hey,
would have happened
that?
Had rates...
We got that music. We got to sit tight. We'll be back with you in a couple moments, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening.
call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Well, you know the bottom's falling out. All the people slipping through the cracks. Well, you know the bottom's falling out. People slipping through the cracks.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Flip Side. Robbie Noel, together with Jeffrey Bennett, on this Tuesday evening in our new time slot. We'll be here each and every evening at the same time. If you got a question about gold, silver, something you don't understand, you can give us a call at 800-313-9443. And I see a message here. Please announce, you must visit freedomtofascism.com. I guess Aaron Rousseau is going to be on CNBC 11:30 Central Standard Time on Thursday. So let's get into the various products that are available.
Obviously, we've got a fairly good list of products available at our site, republictradinggroup.com, but we've also never really have the time to complete it and to embellish it. There's certainly going to be more added that we just need to get together with our friend Daniel at the network and submit some more stuff and have them update it. But let's maybe begin. I don't know what direction you want to go. You want to start with silver? Go for it. I don't know what you have in mind. Go for it.
Well, obviously in silver, as you point out, you basically have got, well, you've actually got four choices. You've got junk silver, which is the cheapest form of silver you can buy, runs at around about 50 cents over spot. You've got bars. We don't deal in bars too often. It's just simply because what excuse can we use for not offering bars? It's a pain in the butt.
It is a pain in the butt, but I'll tell you what. One of the problems I have found with the bars is that, number one, they have become less and less existent. They're not as easy to get as they once were. They are a pain to ship. They can be very expensive to ship, and if they're not packaged right, they'll probably fall apart in transit and show up on your front door with a box broken open. I've seen that more times than not. I think most of our people are looking for something that is divisible. We're not here to make jewelry. That's not what we're trying to do. and you want something that is spendable. So whether it be 1 ounce silver eagles or a 1 ounce silver round, you know, the Libertad falls into the same category technically. I like
which are very tough to get hold of. Yeah, I don't know if you've had any success with that.
I have not even tried to look for a while. I have exactly one source who has been very, very good with those over the years, and I really should talk with him and see if he's got anything new, because I continue to get people asking about acquiring them. Let's face it, with the influx we have in this country of illegal aliens, a very large percentage of them from south of the border, having some of those in your so-called portfolio probably isn't a bad idea. I tend, living out here where you and I live, I tend to keep a roll of them stashed in my car, because one never knows, you know, what may happen to happen and who you're going to run into. And to pull out a couple of the old Mexican silver coins is it's a real eye-opener. I've done it before, and it's quite interesting to see.
I prefer to just pull out the old Glock, if you don't mind me
saying
so.
Well, that's true, too. I mean, you know, by then I've already pretended like I'm the Lone Ranger and I've made silver bullets, so. It is, you know, that's really the prime reason for the bars. I've just not found them as easy to acquire anymore.
And they're not so much of a deal anymore, because a round is going to cost you, AMOC rounds, they call them Liberty rounds, it's going to run you $1.50 over spot. And pretty much many years ago, you could buy bars for like $1 over spot, 100-ounce bars.
That's
but
right.
If you can find them today, you're going to most probably pay $1.50 over spot, if not a little more, $1.75 over spot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you got your Silver Eagles. And obviously, the difference between the Silver Eagle and the Liberty Round is a Silver Eagle is a U.S. minted product. It's a legal tender, $1 piece. And obviously, if you go back and you look at previous years, you do have an option of having a premium increase if you happen to have the right year of American Silver Eagle. As a matter of fact, if you owned a 1996 American Silver Eagle, I don't know, last time I checked on eBay, I saw people were getting $80 for a 1 ounce Silver Eagle. And I'm maybe even talking about those guys on late night television.
Oh, we're going to talk a little bit about them later tonight. You know, 1991 at one time was actually a very good year for Silver Eagles, but for what has ever happened, this reason, all of a sudden those premiums on the 1991s disappeared. I at one time had a standing offer of, and this was back when silver was like $4 an ounce, you know, and an Eagle was probably worth $6.50 or $7, and I had a standing offer of $19 each for every 1991 Silver Eagle we could acquire. And strangely enough, we had a good number of them in IRAs, clients that you and I've known and shared mutually for the last 10 or 12 years, and one over New Mexico, the doctor. And he had a whole mess of those things, and he cleaned up and was very, very happy to do so.
Silver Eagles are great for individual retirement accounts.
They're perfect for that, and it's really my preference. All the IRAs I've done over the years, certainly we have some gold going into them. My preference has always been silver because, frankly, from this current level, silver is going to double a lot faster than gold will, and that's the whole purpose of an IRA, is to see growth. But the additional advantage we're getting with the gold and silver eagles or platinum eagles going into it is the protection of that, the buying power of that dollar as well. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. You know, beyond that, why do we have silver? Because that's the kind of thing that I have always referred to as a gallon of gas, a gallon of milk, a loaf of bread, you know, that type of thing. That's your day-to-day bartering and trading, if you wish to look at it in that respect. It's small. It is spendable. It's a lot easier to spend a one-ounce silver eagle than it's going to be to try to liquidate a one-ounce gold eagle. Think about it in those terms. That's why we do what we do.
Now, I have to bring this up just simply because, and you get the calls like I do, from clients who don't have a lot of money. They only want to, all they can afford is a couple $100s, and they want to buy silver. And to be perfectly honest, and there's a number of reasons we will recommend that you go down to your local coin store in order to buy $200-$300 worth of silver, as opposed to doing business with Republic Trading, because one, our supplier, our shipper, with the increased volatility in the metal, has a minimum order that he requires to be shipped out, which is 5 rolls or 100 pieces. And so when people call us up, sometimes they're shocked and amazed when we tell them, look, find a local coin dealer. Most coin dealers that I know of, the storefronts, the walk-ins, sell silver just like convenience stores sell milk. It's not a big profit margin for them. They're not going to rip you off on silver purchases. And they hope that, while you're in the store, you must probably see something else that catches your eye. But it's just so folks understand, we have obviously limitations on our side on orders that we can put through with our supplier, and they set the minimums. It's not our decision. It's the supplier's decision.
It's a little bit of a problem because I had an interesting email altercation with a listener here a few weeks ago, and by the time it was over and done with, we actually became fairly decent friends. But he was accusing us of looking down our noses because he only had a couple of $100 to spend, and I tried to explain to him, we've never approached things that way. We appreciate every bit of help and support that our listeners wish to give Republic Broadcasting Network. But unfortunately, Robbie's right. With the increased volatility in the markets, our suppliers and our shippers who would at one time be happy to ship one or two rolls because the market laid in the doldrums for 25 years are now looking at 100-ounce minimum on silver, 10-ounce minimum on gold. But there are certain products we can get around that issue with by going to other suppliers. But that's not the case with silver. You got to realize it takes time, it takes packaging, it takes et cetera to package up 20 pieces of silver. They just don't want to do it. They say, hey, look, we're not here to feed the retail trade. Send them to a local coin shop. It's not to thumb our noses or thumb our fingers or look down our noses at our people. That's not the issue at all. It's practicality. We're unfortunately under the control. You know, maybe at some point in time, Republic Trading Group will be in a stronger financial position where we can start to keep 30, 40 rolls at the office in Round Rock. And when a sale like that comes up, then feasibly we might be able to handle some walk-in traffic for one or two rolls. Maybe the office would be willing to handle some small shipping orders like that. But those days are not here yet. And we'll keep people apprised. So that's what we have to look at.
But needless to say, we do have some silver on our special this evening.
There is some included. You got the email, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Actually, multitask this evening.
I even surprise myself sometimes.
Yeah, well, you know, we all do that to each other. Let's talk a little bit about the gold options we have. Certainly,
sure.
We have talked at length over the last few months about some of the reasons we don't necessarily recommend South African Krugerrands. They are one of the least expensive ways to buy a one-ounce gold bullion piece, but we've also found that when it comes time to liquidate, to sell that Krugerrand, we're finding that our suppliers won't even pay spot gold for them. So the minimal savings you get by buying a Krugerrand as opposed to an American Eagle is going to be a losing proposition at the other end. We've also discussed with you over the last couple of months the business about the Canadian maple leaf, specifically the 24-carat variety, which, of course, folds into the new U.S. $50 24-carat gold buffalo coin. Same problem, 24-carat. Somebody can give you a price on the phone of what they'll pay you for it if you want to sell it, but when it's going to push comes to shove, they're going to want to see it before they give you the final distribution because 24-karat gold is so it's so easy to damage. Just you drop a dime on it, you're going to take a nick out of it. And you know what? To us, it's stupid. An ounce of gold is an ounce of gold, and that's what most of our clients say. Well, what's the difference? An ounce of gold is an ounce of gold. Well, they're technically right, but when it comes in a coin form, believe it or not, the beauty of that coin is going to certainly have something to do with its value factor, because whoever gets it is going to want to be able to resell it, and if it happens to be a guy in a coin shop, he's going to want to put it out in a display case. He's not going to want a nicked up, dinged up coin sitting in his display case. So that's amongst the reasons when you look at the bullion. When it comes to the American Eagle pieces, certainly we can look at half and quarter and even 10th ounce increments. But as of late, we have found that we could offer older half and quarter ounce increments of gold pieces for far less money than the modern day bullion issue and be able to maintain this general degree of privacy. Robbie, one of the biggest things I get from people is, oh, well, you know, I want the American Eagle because the American public recognizes it. My question is, do they? Do they really? I'm not sure that the average American walking down the street today would recognize a gold eagle from a sovereign or from a modern-day $5 or $10 U.S. commemorative or an old $5 Liberty.
Listen, face the facts. There's a lot of people out there that have got Sacagawea dollars stuck in their sock drawer because
they think they're gold.
I'm serious.
I know it.
I mean, it's a sad thing to say. You know, and it's I mean, even when you go into the post office, they've got a vending machine there that says golden dollars. I mean, talk about misrepresentation and false advertising.
Absolutely. It reminds me of anodized screen encasements in our homes out here in Arizona. But yeah, golden dollar, that's the key issue. Golden in color, not in commodity to make it. I saw a program, late night television, not the characters we usually talk about, but some other from, and they were selling this complete proof set, beautiful velvet box, and, you know, all 23 of the Sacagawea dollars, and of course only one was ever released to the public. I swear these things looked like they're dipped in gold, too, because they just weren't as nice-looking as any Sacagawea I've ever seen. But, you know, they're charging $399 for 23 bucks worth of junk coin. And that's truly junk coin, in my estimation. There's nothing there. No intrinsic value. Talk a little bit about, I'm going to run down, grab a drink of water real quickly, maybe share with the audience a little bit more about some of the other gold offerings, maybe some of the comparisons with the European stuff. I'll be back in about 45 seconds.
To give you a quarter ounce American Gold Eagle, which has 0.2500 ounces of gold in it, sells today for $183.30. A quarter ounce British sovereign, which has 0.2354 of an ounce of pure gold in it, just shy of a quarter ounce, that in brilliant uncirculated condition, pre-1933, is selling for $175, almost $10 cheaper than its bullion equivalent. And the difference in how you define what bullion is versus a collectible coin or a numismatic coin is pretty much bullion is any modern issue coin, say, in the last 20 years that's been issued by any government, like American Eagles, Canadian Maple Leafs, Australian Kangaroos, Chinese Pandas. The list goes on. These are modern issue bullion coins. So when you're talking about the British sovereign, and the reason why we recommend European gold in large part is because it is the smallest premium that you're going to pay for a fractional gold coin. Now, granted, if you buy four British sovereigns, you're going to be paying a higher premium than you were going to pay if you just bought a single one-ounce American gold coin. But as I pointed out earlier, thinking further down the road, if we got gold sitting at $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 an ounce, you may not want to cash in a single coin for $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000. You may only want to cash it in for half of that. So you get the benefit, obviously, of the smaller denominational coins that is going to facilitate that desire, whereas a 1 ounce coin would not do that. Now you also got numismatic coins. We don't get into numismatic coins too much. And these are obviously all the U.S. Minted product prior to 1933 that come in various grading standards. The grading standard is, well, it's very confusing for a lot of people, but it should be very simple. It's a 1 to 10 grading system, 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest. They give it an MS before its name. MS simply stands for mint state. Means that the coin is in the same mint state condition as it was when it left the mint. And it is sealed in plastic as your guarantee for its authenticity. Now, you can get an MS-61 $20 St. Gaudens today for around about $7.25. A 62 St. Gaudens is most probably going to run you around about $730. A 63 is going to run you around about $765. And a 64 is going to run you around about $850. You got the Liberty series, which is which are comparable to the St. Gaudens in the lower grades, but obviously their prices move up as you get into the higher grades just because of the rarity factor. And then when you try and compare the $5 Liberties and the $5 Indians, based on its gold content value, you're paying a substantially higher premium than its gold content, but therefore you're buying rarity. Now, although we don't promote these coins a lot of the time, that doesn't mean that you can't call us up at Republic Trading Group and ask us to give you a quote on a price, especially if you've got a quote from another company out there. And make no bones about it, my friends. We are completely different to any other gold company out there because the profits that are generated from Republic Trading Group go help finance Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, there's a lot of quote-unquote pseudo-patriot organizations out there that do what we do. The only difference between us and them is they put their money in their pocket. What we do is we obviously help to try and build and expand the network. So by helping Republic Trading Group, ultimately you're helping Republic Broadcasting Network. And more importantly,
I think the fact that you know that they're putting it in their pocket is always been an interesting factor. They are strictly in business to sell gold and silver. We are primarily in business for the reasons you brought up, to support and help RBN continue to move forward. Companies that we are both very familiar with, and I'm afraid many of our audience members are. You've had some dealings with folks in the last couple of days that have had dealings with a couple of very big, big national firms, and they got, I'm not going to say they got raked over the coals, but they basically did because they were paying 40% markup for products. You start giving prices on St. Gaudens, as you were doing earlier, and I can't remember what the figure was you gave on a 63 St. Gaudens, but I know that if you go out trying to buy an MS-64 St. Gaudens from some of the bigger companies, you're looking at about $1,155 for something we're going to sell for somewhat under $900. Yep. The same exact coin, same certification and grading service, same condition, same date, everything. We're not talking apples and oranges dates here. We're talking about companies that are dipping into your pocket big time. We're trying to provide our listeners with a product that they obviously have expressed a desire to own. Number one, no matter which form of gold and silver we've discussed tonight, but they wanted a fair price. And needless to say, the majority of our clients that have purchased from us since the inception of Republic Trading Group, which was, January or February of 2005, you remember that better than I, the majority of those people, if they had to sell out right now, would sell out and be in profit. That's not the case with people who bought some of these horribly overpriced coins from other companies as long as 5 and 6 years ago when gold was only, $200 and some odd an ounce. Believe it or not, some of those people could still not sell out at profit today because they were so grossly overcharged to begin with. And that's a sad state of affairs. But we deal with a lot of those folks.
You know, as I always, and it's unfortunate that we got to talk to people after the fact, because the only thing that I can do to console them when they ask me about a price of a coin and I tell them and then we figure out what they paid for the coin, and I get no joy from telling them, well, look, you know, you what you actually did is you paid for an education. That's the best you can do. Just write it off as an expensive education. But you don't have to go through that. You know, if you are interested, if you have obviously that same philosophy that I do, that the reason you're buying gold is because you're betting against the dollar, and that's all it is. It's nothing more than that. I'm trying to make this as uncomplicated as possible. Then what you need to do is you need to call Republic Trading Group If you've got quotes from other companies and you're not sure on whether you're getting a good deal or maybe you're not getting a good deal, better to find out now before you commit yourself than making a phone call to us 6 months from now telling us you're sorry of woe. And I really, you know, it upsets me when I get these calls. Because obviously people are buying gold for the right reasons. It's just unfortunate out there. There's a lot of charlatans out there. There's a lot of chiselers, if you will. And you can avoid that by giving us a call, Republic Trading Group, at 1-800-691-7898. The unique thing about Jeffrey and myself, it's not that we're lazy, but although we do take your telephone number, just in case there's a problem with the shipping and we have to notify you on something, we do not call you. We do not send stuff in the mail to you. We do not send you books or videos or DVDs. And as I said, more importantly, we don't invade your privacy. So if you're looking out there right now and you're not 100% sure what to do, give Jeffrey or myself a call. We're more than happy to spend the time with you and explain how the whole system works, what the products are that are available, give you the various pricings, and you can shop and compare for yourself.
That's right. Now, the one thing we've not had a chance to go into tonight that I think we're going to want to do over the next couple of nights is explaining the various payment methods and why we require payment in certain respects and don't accept it in others, but that's going to take a little bit of time, and unfortunately we don't have that much time left tonight. In fact, I notice we're getting down to the last few minutes, and I'm not even sure we're going to have time to get this off. What do you think? Should we give it a run or hold it till tomorrow night?
No, let's put out the package.
We got about a minute and a half. Let's see what we can do. I started working on a package earlier today, trying to offer a package that would include both gold and silver. We've not done a mixed package like this for quite some time. And the offers that were made to us by one of our suppliers were, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? You're going to have to call us up. 1-800-691-7898. We'll take your order tonight. Send us your money, folks. We'll be back with you tomorrow night. Thanks a lot for being with us here on the Flip Side. This is Jeff Bennett signing out.
Until tomorrow, my friends. See you. Bye.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.